We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know, at this point, it's all hands on deck. And it's not like the guys that were, you know, potentially sliding into the rotation haven't played before. These guys have confidence and played big roles for us all year long. Our depth has been one of our biggest strengths. It's not just coach speak. We've utilized our depth all year long. You know, the other benefit of all of this is we've been in this bubble with an extra training camp, and everybody's gotten great work in, regardless of, you know, whether they've gotten big time minutes in these playoff series. We'll just have to see, you know, tomorrow who's available and make the adjustments accordingly.
Game two tonight, that was Eric Spoelstra talking about after the game one loss to the L.A. Lakers in the NBA Finals for the Miami Heat. We're going to talk to Eric Reed now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline before game two tonight. Eric, good morning. Thank you for the time, as always.
My pleasure, Zach. Good morning to you guys.
Eric, well, listen, it was the loss was a little disappointing, obviously, after a great start, but the worst news, obviously, is two guys who won't be playing. But I tell you what, man, even though Goran and Bam looked doubtful tonight, I think the fact that Spo, and he does this all, he's never done it. He's never said, well, we're down a few guys. It's going to be a lot more difficult to everybody. He never, ever makes excuses and just talks about the next man up about as well as any coach we have in any professional sport. And you know what? It's really refreshing, man.
That's a great observation, Joe, and a great place to start. A team always takes its cues from the top, and that's the way Miami has operated under Pat Riley and now under Eric Spoelstra for, you know, the last dozen years. And, you know, listen, game one was terribly disappointing, you know, for a variety of reasons. One, the way Miami played, just not as hard, not as physical, not as forceful as they're capable of or as they need to. And then you compound that with, you know, your top three players all get injured. Butler was able to fight through, you know, spraining his left ankle twice. But, you know, two of the toughest guys and two of the most competitive guys we all know, and Goran and Bam, weren't able to finish that game. And it looks like they, you know, are likely to miss tonight's game. But, you know what, Joe, you just never know. I mean, Milwaukee's only win in the series against Miami two rounds ago was the game Giannis Antetokounmpo missed. So there is that natural tendency for the team at full strength, coming off a huge win, to maybe take this game for granted. But, you know, that may be wishful thinking because, you know, LeBron talking about taking 2011 when he was with Miami and had that big game two lead at home over the Mavericks and lost it. He says he's keeping that in his mind and will not take his foot off the pedal, but we'll see if human nature kicks in. I'll tell you one thing, though. You could expect Miami to just be as physical and as aggressive and, you know, scramble it up defensively as much as they possibly can tonight.
Eric, Lakers went on three big kind of runs during that game. I think the most disappointing one for me and probably for this team that hurt the most is in that first quarter when he took the big lead, LeBron went and sat for his minutes on the bench that he normally does at the end of that first quarter, and boom, before you could blink twice or cough, the lead's gone, and all of a sudden L.A. now in control of the game. That had to hurt the most, I think, for this team to take that big lead and then to lose it once LeBron got to the bench.
You know, I sort of agree with you, Zach. I mean, games are almost never won or lost, especially in the playoffs in the first quarter.
Right.
But it was a little sobering, you know, to go up 13 twice in the first quarter and see how fast it disappeared. The Lakers closed the quarter on a 19-3 run, and then they outscored Miami by 14 in the second quarter, and the game got less competitive rather than more, and then Dragic doesn't come out for the second half, and Bam goes out early in the third quarter, and it was just a Lakers avalanche. And, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron, you know, as well as they played in game one, guys, and it was very well, they combined for 59 points and 22 rebounds. That's basically just a little more than what they've averaged in these 2020 playoffs. I think the thing that could come down to earth for the Lakers, and from a Heat perspective, it better, is LA's three-point shooting. You know, they went 11, and not that they're not capable, because they are. They had a 19 three-point game against Houston earlier in the postseason. But they were 11 for 17 from three in the first half.
Wow.
And they only made 4 out of 21 in the second half, missing 18 of their last 20. So I just sort of wonder a little bit how different that game may have looked, game one, if they don't go 11 of 17 in the first half from three. So you're always at the mercy of makes and misses from downtown. And, you know, Miami played very little zone defense in game one. I think it was just three possessions. And I know Coach Spo is, you know, if you ask him about that today, he's going to say it's not the scheme, it's how hard you play in it. But I would expect that Miami is going to have to change their defense, you know, repeatedly and just play much harder and much more physical. And you can't get out-rebounded by 18. And even though they only had 8 turnovers, they gave up points on each and every one of them. So, you know, you heard Tyler Hero say it. You heard Jimmy Butler say it. You heard Eric Spoelstra refer to it. Miami's got to play as close to a perfect game. They got to be Villanova 4 times against Georgetown to win this series.
Yeah.
But it's one game at a time, and we're hoping for that requisite bounce back and resiliency that we have seen night after night and time after time from this Heat team.
All right, Eric, next man up. You know, that's always what we're talking about. Kendrick Nunn, obviously, he looked real good in the minutes he got. Guy's just been sitting over there. They had he's a starter and a big part of their offense. Who else could you expect to see more of tonight? Help us out a little bit on how the rotation could look.
First of all, Joe, heartbroken. I said this on our postgame show on Fox Sports after game one. Heartbroken for Dragic, guy who's, you know, in his mid-30s, 12th year, first time in the finals, and, you know, first half of game one, he gets hurt. Really feel sick for him. Happy for Kendrick Nunn. That rookie season he had was too good to be forgotten and overlooked.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have a great game tonight. He played a terrific second half the other night, and I expect, you know, Spo has options. I'm guessing that Kendrick will start tonight. You know, Derek Jones is going to play some probably, especially if the Heat do more zone defense. Kelly Olynyk, you know, is going to get more minutes without Bam, and what a huge responsibility Kelly has. You know, whether Myers Leonard plays or not remains to be seen. He just hasn't been a factor since that high ankle sprain, you know, sort of unplugged his season. I saw that Chris Silva was listed as questionable. It's funny, you know, you see Dragic and Bam listed as questionable, and we all assume they're out. I see Silva listed as questionable, and I'm hoping he might be able to play because the Heat could use his physicality and his aggressiveness and his ability to rebound and defend. So, you know, everybody that's available better be ready. And, you know, Spo will push whatever button he can to try to get the best people on the floor and make this a very competitive game too.
Eric, I wonder how many people actually, because the Lakers playing on the West Coast all season long, got to see Anthony Davis playing a full 48-minute game, if you didn't stay up and watch those late ones. But, man, he is something to watch out there in a mismatch for just about whatever you put out there, offensively and defensively. He stretches the floor. He could shoot from the outside. He's a great interior player. He's a hell of a player for that Lakers team for somebody who hasn't seen him play that much.
Well, I agree with you. A lot of people have slept on him literally and not see a lot of what he did.
Eric's
but
different.
He's terrific.
Eric's different. Right. Eric's
what's that?
I said Eric's seen that show.
Yeah.
Eric's seen a lot of that show through the years. AD could play.
Yeah, listen, AD is an incredible player. Now you know why LeBron wanted him so bad. That's the kind of star teammate, you know, LeBron has always thrived with. He averaged 31 a game in the Western Conference Finals. You saw him score inside and outside. You know, a difficult matchup, to say the least, for the Heat right now and for everybody, you know, through his career. And when you got him and LeBron and a competent supporting cast, it's no secret. Everybody expected the Lakers to be here and expected them to do what they are doing. We'll see how the series continues tonight, though.
Hey, Eric, I want to ask you about somebody. You don't have to get into the radio trash business. I'm not trying to bring you down to our level. I would never do that. I've known you a long time. But Paul Pierce, like, is it shtick or, like, he drives Heat people, if you're a fan of the team, about as nutty as anybody can by his comments constantly. And I know he's got a job to do nationally, and he doesn't live down here. What's your take on Paul Pierce? He's a guy that's covered him. You got to be part of it, see it up close. What's your take on Paul Pierce? I'm just curious.
You know, it's funny. I'm not going to dodge your question. I have not watched a whole lot of that part of the coverage.
Smart,
you know, all the talking
smart.
Heads just haven't. But you know, my whole thing would be. No. Listen, be balanced. When it's, you know, I didn't hear him say much of anything good while the Heat were sweeping Indiana, eliminating a Bucks team that had the best record in the league two straight years, and then demoralizing and bouncing a Celtics team that almost everybody thought was better than Miami. So
right.
Where was the praise then? You know, Paul Pierce has always had it out for the Heat, for whatever his reasons are. You know, I'll say this. I thought he was a better player than he is a broadcaster. Let's leave it at that.
You are. Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Is that okay for you, Joe?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
You didn't go as low as I've been known to go as, you know, just a complete loser that I am. But you know what? That was, I mean, it just gets to be after a while. Those guys carrying on the other day. Listen, it was an ugly game. But they beat some really good teams to get here. They deserve to be there. Milwaukee had the best record. And you know what they did to them. Like you said, Boston's got a really good team. Beat Toronto. And they took care of that. I just, like, give us a little bit of credit, man. It's the finals. It's not easy. You want to ask the Miami Dolphins how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl? You want to ask the Marlins how hard it is to get to a World Series? You want to ask the Panthers? Haven't sniffed a Stanley Cup since I was young. That's all.
That's, hey, Eric, that's a long damn time ago.
Hey, man. You and I together, brother.
You're right.
Hey, Eric, thanks, man. I'm not even going to bring up the Jets last night and all those personal fouls because you probably didn't watch.
Listen, Joe and Zach, I was waiting for that. You know, it's funny. I have finally, at the age of 63, matured as a Jet fan. I looked at my phone. I gave up on the game early and, you know, brushing the teeth before bed, I say, oh, they got a 2-point lead. And I knew it wouldn't last. I did not go back to the TV set, was not surprised to see the final score. And, I I've been saying uncle to that one since the first quarter of game one.
Well, the New York media has done it to your team also. The Daily News back page today say Jets are worse than NFL, gaze closed.
That case may be closed. Our case will begin at 7:30 tonight, guys, on Fox Sports Sun. Everybody's favorite pregame show with Jax, John Crotty, Ron Rothstein, Ruth Riley Hunter, and myself will be on at 7:30 on Fox Sports Sun for a full hour to get you ready for game two. And right after the game on Fox Sports Sun, a complete postgame show. So we're looking forward to a better result and a better game. And don't give up, Joe or Zach. All right?
Right.
Eric, thank you, buddy. Get a little rest today.
Take
I know you
care,
got a long
man.
Night. It's going to be fun. Thank you.
Yeah, we hope so.
Eric,
they're
Reed.
In the finals, man. They're in the
right.
finals.
Right.
Like you got invited to the private club in the big, beautiful mansion. We didn't get invited. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Got to jump onto your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, it's Friday, man. It's time to start going, wow, where are we going this weekend? We're looking for something new, car, truck, or SUV, something we can afford. Got plenty of room, safety features, and got a great look that everybody's going to like. You want all the neighbors to like it going, hey, that's nice looking right there. Your South Florida Chevy dealer said, we think we got everything you like. Yep, we got the Chevy Open Road Sale event that continues on for you to get great deals. And boy, I'll tell you what, the new 2021 Tahoes, I'm hearing great things. I love my 2020 Tahoe, but listen, whether it's the Suburban, Tahoe, Silverado trucks, hey, all of a sudden, maybe you lost your job, and maybe now all of a sudden you need a truck you can afford, a truck that you got to work out. That's how you're making a living. Yet a truck that's big enough for the family, we got it for you. Those Silverado trucks are durable with great deals going on for you right now. Let's talk about those smaller SUVs. They're real popular right now, and we think the Traverse is leading the way. The Traverse, man, has got spacious enough to accommodate the big family. It doesn't compromise any of the style. I don't want to see a midsize SUV that's got plenty of space that's ugly, because people are going to, when you drive by, go, oh, that's ugly. You want something that looks nice, boy, and that Traverse does not compromise any of its style or look at all. The Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, and the Chevy Blazer, our midsize Blazer. Oh, my gosh. It's the best looking Blazer ever. What a great look. I know you're going to fall in love this weekend, whether you're in Dade or Broward. We got dealerships all over South Florida, even Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend.
All right, Dolphins and Seattle set for Sunday. Let's get to that injury report brought to the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Tua was on the did not practice list for yesterday. That's the kind of whatever news. But the good news, Joe, Byron Jones is limited in practice yesterday, as well as Kayvon Frazier in full practice for Xavien Howard and Brandon Jones. That's your injury report for Sunday's game brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Well, Tua's had the flu, which is really weird that a guy would miss all these practices with some bad flu that hasn't been able to go, knowing he's still the backup this weekend. So hopefully he's back today. And you're right, Byron Jones is day-to-day, and boy, I'll tell you what, he talked yesterday in media. That's a good sign, man, because coaches don't usually let guys talk unless they're going to play. That's always been like, if you can't play, don't be trying to be like, you know, some coaches don't let you travel, and like, you don't worry about the media stuff. We don't need you to talk. If you can't play, you can't talk. So anyway, we'll see how that all goes. A lot of stuff going on. So thank Eric Reed for coming on with us. Heat Lakers, game two, man, in the finals. In the finals. We'll find out. I think, like Eric said, you got to have a big night, man, with Nun Hero and Duncan Robinson knocking down threes. We finally got him to go low on Paul Pierce. He tried to take the high road, and then he goes, I am the play-by-play guy. Lifetime play-by-play since this thing started. So he's got a different standard, you know, and I get it. But we got him down. We got him to go a little bit down there. He finally said he's heard it. He said he didn't hear it. Sounded to me like Eric heard a lot.
Sounded to me like he heard. Listen, there's just so much you could take from a guy like that, Paul Pierce, especially when you work for a team. You want to talk about Heat lifer. It's very hard to pick someone that's more of a Heat lifer than Eric Reed, who's been with that team since day one. And listen, he's right about Paul Pierce on one thing. The guy sits there and tries to be, you know, the Barkley on the set, the other guy on the set. He's just not good at doing that, and he sounds very childish when every single series the Heat are in, he's going the opposite direction and saying zero chance. Zero chance, 4-0, 4-1. Like, they have no chance. Boston's going to sweep. Like, it sounds stupid to a point. It's just curious to me that no one at ESPN sees that either.
So usually after years and years, I have found out for guys that didn't like each other when they played. And not all. You guys can probably think of some people after all these years that don't like each other. But the fact that Paul Pierce and a couple of guys he played with, Garnett and those guys, the Ray Allen thing, especially if you know Ray Allen. Ray Allen is like, that's just not his makeup, man. He goes about his thing lives down here, golfs, doesn't seem to badmouth anybody. If he was invited, he'd have gone to the Celtics, you know, celebration of their championship when those guys were all together, Rondo and the rest of them. But the fact that they don't let this go because he happened to come to this team.
Right, right.
And he won a championship, obviously, and hit a big shot to keep us in and give us a chance to win it in the next game. It just really says a lot. Like, and that's not the only one. I know Chris Webber's got it with some of the guys from the Fab Five, and they've had their stuff, and apparently they're having trouble getting over it too. But usually after years, especially when a whole bunch of guys are successful in whatever they're doing, they kind of let that stuff go. Like, what are we doing? Got to explain it to your kids. I have found through the years with people I've had issues with, my kids have helped me, like, more than anything. And you just, like, he was a jerk when I played with him. Like, you know, people usually go, you got to let that go, man. Like, that's a long time of, now if it's shtick, you know.
Well, that's little, one thing, right. The difference is it doesn't seem like shtick with him.
Well, they play. I know, but when you play, I'm talking about playing with somebody. By the way, out there, if you played with somebody, like Shaq and Kobe, no matter what they say, that was no love affair. But there was respect that they realized they wanted together. Right? They did. I don't know what their relationship. I mean, you know, we heard Shaq sounds like he's full of big man guilt about not being closer to Kobe. You know, at the end and
right.
and stuff. But this one is about as petty as it gets. The Paul Pierce and the gang with...
Yeah, don't forget Garnett and Rondo in that little...
No, I said those guys. I said their name.
Just a mishmash of just garbage.
No, but I did. I just said their name. But that's part of that little club. But come on, Paul Pierce, man. You're like, hey, guys, let's get over this. Let's let it go. Let Ray come back. You know, whatever. Everybody handles things differently. You're mad Ray didn't tell you he was leaving and he just left, or, you know, like Ray didn't have to tell you. I mean, it'd be nice, but he didn't have to tell you. He didn't know it to you. Everybody's personality's different, man. I just think
it's funny that after all these years, they're still petty. Like, it's not like it happened 2 years ago and they're still upset about it. Like, when was that championship? Are we talking about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago? Like, I mean, ridiculous.
They shouldn't be mad at Ray Allen. They ought to be mad at LeBron James for whooping that ass right, on the road in that right. game he had.
What game was that? Was that
when
like
they
game
had
six?
A right, game right. six to close it out in Boston. Right. I was there and saw one of the greatest basketball shows I've ever seen. The sad part is it was over after like three quarters. They were just, that was about as good a LeBron as, and there's been a lot of good LeBron through the years. But on the road, with a chance to celebrate, that was very, very impressive what they were able to do.
You should see the text coming in, by the way, Joe, real quickly, kind of ripping you. It's kind of funny. It says, Joe, you're being a hypocrite. Obviously, your kids haven't helped you with Jeff Ireland and the team doctor.
I said it's different, man.
Right. And then another one says, follow your own advice, Joe. Let it go with the old dead Dolphin doctor.
I am. I'm going to let the dead. I'm trying on that one. I've told you guys.
You are
trying.
I give you that.
I openly tell you guys I'm trying.
I know. I am going to give you credit for that.
And the Ireland thing, like, I don't
know. What do you mean he's trying, though, Zach? He's not trying.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He's not mentioning names. He's not mentioning as much.
I don't mention names because of lawsuits.
Well, that also, right? That has to do with it. You're trying. I'll give you that.
But I came out and said, the teammate stuff, like, come on, man. Like, a little different. A little different than me sitting back watching a GM that had no personality, wasn't very good at what he did when he was here, or a doctor who literally ended careers every year that nobody ever talks about.
Another funny text, Joe.
Do you realize we had one of the best fullbacks in football in Andre Franklin? He was unbelievable. I think he was a second-round pick out of Nebraska. I haven't looked it up. That guy never came back. Like, had a knee and never came back. There were more guys. Tommy Vigorito had a knee, never came back, never was close to the same fast little scat back return guy that we had. He was, I'm throwing some names out there, Andre Franklin and Tommy Vigorito. God, I love that guy. I love both those guys. They were great teammates. And they just disappeared. That happened two or three guys every year. Two or three guys were a big part of what you were doing and like, oh, couldn't come back from it. Like, anybody think maybe it was a bad knee surgery? So you can see I haven't let it go yet.
I was just letting you go. I was just... I was just letting you go, man.
Wow. Hey, everybody. My name is Joe Rose, and I'm the big phony. I'm Joe Rose Pierce,
Joe
man.
Pierce, right? Yeah, Joe Pierce, right? Joe Pierce, right?
Oh, man. That's all right, you busted me. Are you happy, you bunch of jerkies?
I love the fact that people are bringing up all the old things. What about the third stringer? What about the old NBC producer?
I let everyone's, the third stringer go.
Everyone's bringing up your old dirt now. I love it. That's so
the
fun.
I hear the family still doesn't like me. The big ego weather woman and her husband don't like me.
Right.
That's all right.
The big ego weather woman. That's a long list you got there, man.
Oh, man. We've opened up a can of worms. Jeez. That thing was buried. We opened it right on.
Man.
Thanks, Eric Reed. Thanks so much.
How rich is it that Joe says someone else has a big ego, too? I mean, just the irony in that.
You don't have any ego on this show.
Oh my!
Now that
God.
You become part of it, you don't have any ego. That's
yeah,
nice.
Right.
Don't throw it back on me.
By the way, someone said Eric Reed just basically posted up Paul Pierce, faked right, went around him, and dunked on his ass. Yep, I agree.
But do you see how he did it? He did it professionally.
Very professionally, right? Not like us, right?
Like he goes, okay, Joe's called me out. He got the company guy, but all right, I'm going to give him something. Like, he gave you a little bit, if you were just with Eric one-on-one and you've known him for 20 years when he opens up, he gave you a little bit of that today. It was beautiful.
Man. I thought it was professional yesterday. I said he was a bum as a player and he's a bum as a broadcaster.
Yeah, you got a little dirt there, too.
That's professional, isn't it?
By the way, talking about professional, talking about dirt, you know how we love going over this, especially Misery Loves Company. Manish Mehta's article today, outside of the back page of the Daily News saying Jets are the worst team in the NFL, gates closed. Manish's article today are Jets are the real hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck. Oh. It's not getting any better for Adam Gase and the Jets up there.
Damn, that's a tough one.
Oh, my God.
All right, man, we got to go to break here. The big ego and the big fraud's got to go, man. I got to go to a break. I got to go have another cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Time to try to make yourself some money for this weekend's games. We're going to talk to Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com, also the host of the Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. Happy Friday to you, Brandon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I got through that sleeper last night unscathed with Denver plus one. So kept that Thursday night roll going. We were 5-0 on Thursday nights with the Thursday night games. So it's good. So and listen, I gave your producer the Saints the Packers last week for his life. He wanted a pick. He's like, listen, I got trapped in the booby trap and I spent a lot of money with that Latin girl. Couldn't get out of there unscathed. He's like, you know, I got a pick for me. I said, yeah, get on the Packers. And I'll tell you what, guys, I said last week on your show, the Saints are in trouble. And you know, people celebrate Sean Payton as being this great coach and this great whiz and this great. He's the Doc Rivers of the NFL. All hype, no substance. Think about this. You get the stop on downs at midfield. It's 27-27, 13 minutes to go in the fourth. You just run for 7 yards on first down. Drew's in a rhythm. You're going to go down and score, and it's game over, and I'm going to be suicidal, and you're going to see me jump off the stratosphere because, for me, it was 150-dimer number 8 in a row going back to last year, which is about as high as I go on the website. So I did not want to lose number 8 in a row. And then here comes Taysom Hill trotting on the field. And they run some play with him, and Za'Darius blows it up, and Green Bay goes down and takes control of the game and kicks a field goal. My point to you guys is this, and Joe, you played in the NFL. Why he would mingle just to show off or prove to himself that I have this weapon, and you do that to Drew Brees in a game like that, to put the ball in that guy's hands, it just goes to show you, this guy gets a lot of hype for being a great coach. And guys, I just don't see it. I don't. I think he's overrated and overhyped, and we saw it again on Sunday night.
Well, he tries to – I totally agree with you. I don't get that brain. I don't even know if that guy could be a starting NFL quarterback for everybody thinks he's got a chance when Brees is gone that he's going to be some star quarterback. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to be a little bit of everything.
Bro, they got a job waiting for him in VIP at the Booby Trap. I'm telling you, he'd be at the doors. Nice, good-looking kid. You know, he'll get some good clientele in there. I'm telling, or bring him to Vegas. We'll put him to work at Little Darlings, nice little spot off the strip. So, I agree with you. You think he's gonna come in and start 16 games and lead a team as a running quarterback and as a passer. Listen, Sean Payton's got to get off prescription medication. Now he's looking for opiates. This guy's a mess. The guy's an absolute. Get him on Zoloft. Get him on some Zoloft, and I think New Orleans has got a shot here, but. They got some problems, and I'm gonna go right against them again with Detroit. Plus the
wow,
I like the look of this Lions team and the way they match up. Listen, they showed me a lot going to Arizona last week and getting that outright win, turning over Murray three times. Detroit, listen to me. Detroit led in every game this year and finally snapped their losing streak and coming home with momentum. Listen, even if the Saints win, I don't see it being more than a field goal game. Give me Detroit plus the four.
Okay. Wow. Can we bring it back here to South Florida? The Seahawks and Russell Wilson, 14 touchdown passes against the Dolphins, getting, 6.5. What do you think?
It's too many. I think it's too many. You know, Miami's a couple plays away from being in that Patriot game. A couple of mistakes late against Buffalo after they took the lead. But still, the bearded wonder got us the back door. Little Joe, roll the dice. Right, Ryan, thank right. you very much for all the Miami backers with the back door because I had him. And then Thursday night, he was brilliant. I just don't believe in the Seattle defense to think they're going to cover more than a 7 number in the hot, humid heat of Miami down in South Beach. Probably a couple of hooks coming to the Fountain Blue for the Seattle, sneaking them in there up that back staircase. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, I'm going to take Miami plus the 6.5, 7. We're going to call this last week we had the tranny trap. This is the Fountain Blue Hooker back staircase game of the week. We're going to take the Dolphins plus 6.5.
Brandon, last week you called it with the Bears. You said take the Bears in that 3.5 points, and Nick Foles came in to save the day. It's the Nick Foles era now in Chicago. Can they do it again against the Colts this week?
Listen, I will take anyone. I'll take Miami-Dade Community College plus 28 against Philip Crimea Rivers laying points on the road against anybody. Give me Dade Community College. Give me the Booby Trap plus 50 over Philip Rivers on Sunday. I will go against Philip Rivers on the road laying points every day of the week. It's the Bears defense versus Philip Rivers. He imploded at Jacksonville. He will implode here. I will roll with the Bears by the half point, get 3 with Chicago.
Hey, is there any college? I know a bunch of NFL games. So just look at the college schedule. Any locks? Anybody you really like a lot tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know how Oklahoma gets back up to go on the road. I don't know. It's like you went to Vegas. You left your girlfriend in Miami. You went to Vegas and you met a porn star. And she just took you for a ride for the weekend. You were just fortunate. She was in the mood. You stayed in her hotel suite all weekend long. She turns you out. You went to a place, Star Trek, where no man has gone before. You're there. It was unbelievable. And now you got to hop on a plane and go back to your normal girlfriend in Miami, and you're screwed because now you're turned out. And now either you turn her out or the relationship's over. Well, that's Oklahoma. You're up 35-14, laying 27 against Kansas State. The world is your oyster, and the weekend is there. Then they went back to their girlfriend, got outscored 24-0, lost outright 38-35, and now they got to turn around and go on the road, back on the plane, to their girlfriend in Miami. not happening. Give me Iowa State plus the 7 at home, which, by the way, Matt Campbell, 20-9, his last 29 as an underdog. Give me Iowa State.
Wow, that's the first game. First game, right there.
Okay. Brandon, I got to ask you this. I want to go back, run back to the NFL real quick. Two huge spreads this weekend. Giants-Rams. Rams look like they're a 13-point favorite. And the Redskins and the Ravens, it looks like the Ravens are 2-touchdown favorite there. Do you like the points in those games, or do you think it's going to be 2 blowouts?
Guys, I'm 12-3 I'm 12-3 in football at BrandonLang.com. Well, I'm honest enough to admit that one of those losses was convincing myself that Lamar Jackson in Baltimore was a play against Patrick Mahomes. I'm very vindictive in my handicapping approach. I will not touch a game involving Lamar Jackson for probably 20 years till he retires. I just will not bet on that guy ever again. I just won't do it. Or John Harbaugh. They were terribly outcoached. Andy Reid coached circle. I'm done with Baltimore. So good riddance. See you later. That stung a little bit because I was completely on the wrong side of the game. Listen, you guys want to make retirement money? The next time you get Patrick Mahomes plus points against anybody, just take him. And you will cash money. I tend to think that Washington with their D-line matches up well and they're going to be in that game, as crazy as that sounds. And I think the Giants are that bad that McVay will have no mercy whatsoever. Daniel Jones versus Aaron Donald back. So I would lean towards Washington plus the points. I would lean towards the Rams minus the points. But your three-team can't-miss Langer banger 10-point teaser. Take the Packers to plus 3. Take Tampa Bay to plus 3. Take the Rams to minus 2.5. That will not lose. And Sean Payton, opiates, prescription medication, good to go.
Wow, that's good stuff. So you said Chiefs playing the Patriots. You like the Chiefs, even though Patriots got a nice secondary. What do you think?
I would lean towards taking Belichick plus the 7. That's a lot of wood in a Monday night letdown situation, much like the Raiders, who won the big game on Monday night as a home dog and then had to travel into New England, and the Patriots just tattooed him. I know Kansas City looked great, but I don't think that Kansas City's defense is as good as Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens made them look. Remember, Justin Herbert threw for 311 the week before in L.A. for the Chargers with no prep, no work with the first unit, no nothing. I think Cameron offense runs the football. I like the Patriots plus 7.
Always good stuff, man. I tell you, you've been hot. You have been really, really hot, my friend. Good stuff, and always appreciate you coming on.
Love you, man. Let's do it next week.
All right. We'll see Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of the Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network as well. Join us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, real quickly, before we jump to 9 o'clock hour, Mike Florio's coming up. We might check it in with the big rookie right guard that is playing great football for the Miami Dolphins, a fourth-round pick. Solomon Kinley is going to join us. So we got a lot of stuff. Plus, we got to jump on the text machine and get to all that stuff. So we got a lot of stuff going on here in the 9 o'clock hour. Check in also 305-567-0560 on the text machine. I'm just trying to get along with everybody here, man, on a Friday. Yeah, I'm trying really hard. By the way, outstanding job of calling me out.
Totally calling you out.
Oh, it's so accurate.
Oh.
As soon as I start going on Paul Pierce, I go, oh, yeah. Listen to me.
Right.
Well, I really am the big phony. There's no question about it. Hey, I'll tell you what. This weekend, get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. Check it out, man. We got great deals going on. We got great products. You're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV that leases up. You're over your miles, just ready for a fresh look. Or you've just outgrown your car, truck, or SUV. Bingo. 2020 South Florida Chevy style. Come on down and check it out. Take some test drives. Spend a little time. Let's just go through the grouping here. I know what you're looking for. You're looking for something you can afford that looks really good, that's got plenty of space, and not just that, but safety features, and yeah, all those things together, man. You want all those things, and you can get it at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Whether you're looking for the big Tahoe, oh, I love my Tahoe, maybe even the bigger Suburban if you need that extra space, over to the Silverado trucks. Got so many different style trucks to fit your lifestyle. And then, of course, not just that, but how about the 2020 Traverse? It's our smaller SUV, But I will tell you, man, it's still big enough to accommodate the big family that's growing and doesn't compromise any of that great look or style. And it's so important, so important. Everybody wants something that looks nice. You just do, man. You want a different color and style? We got it for you with that 2020 Traverse. The Equinox SUV is also smoking hot. It's our smaller SUV, but doesn't lose any of that style, man. Not with the technology and active safety features. Everything you're looking for you and that family. And finally, if you're going to your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend, check out the Chevy Blazer. I just think the look is unbelievable. I think when they got this Blazer, they hit the home run. They hit the grand slam in the ninth on that one. Hey, find out this weekend. Get a great deal. We got the Chevy Open Road Sale event going on. Just another reason to give you low, low prices, something you can afford, and a great experience all over Broward, all over Dade, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.